Hi, this is Steve from Thunder Basin Ford, and here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Governor Gordon gives coronavirus update, and he continues to fight the Biden administration's Keystone Pipeline executive order. I'm Chris Brenzel with your news. First, we start with the coronavirus in Wyoming. Monday, active cases went down by 169 cases, with more than 300 reported recoveries. In the state, hospitalizations are down as well, with just two COVID patients at Campbell County Memorial Hospital currently. Here's Governor Gordon giving a COVID update on Fox News.
We're doing reasonably well. I was listening to some of the conversation in your previous guests. Wyoming is really anxious to keep our jobs. Mm-hmm. We've been rolling out our vaccine as much as we get. I worry a little bit from time to time that we hear the federal government's going to make things better for us. Really, all we need is vaccine. Every state that I've talked to, we just need vaccine. We've got systems and we're doing our best.
In addition to talking coronavirus in the state, Gordon also touched on an issue regarding Wyoming and the rest of the West, the end of the Keystone Pipeline. Gordon is against this executive order from the Biden administration to end the pipeline. Here are his thoughts.
I do worry about overreach. And in fact, one of the big challenges with this executive order, and I called my Democrat colleagues and also my Republican colleagues, and none of us got outreach from the White House before they did this. It particularly devastating to everything west of the Mississippi. You really wonder if this isn't a divisive kind of move on the part of this administration. And really, I want to come down and say, we don't need a Republican energy plan or a Democrat energy plan. We need an American energy plan that emphasizes climate. That's important. Okay. Also emphasizes jobs and making sure that the transition is an orderly one.
This past weekend, there were two protests showing support for the March for Life in Gillette. Friday, in front of Twin Spruce, close to 50 people marched to end abortion. Saturday, more than 50 people protested on South Douglas Highway. Both protests had singing and praying involved in order to reverse Roe v. Wade. Hey, were you listening to the show and my news was halfway done, or I was signing off and you wanted to hear a story? Or maybe you were listening to the stream and you were like, darn, I want to hear that news again because Chris Brenzel is so awesome. Well, all you have to do is go to BasinsRadio.com. The full report is right there.